Simon & Schuster Audio presents Conspirata, a novel of ancient Rome by Robert Harris. Read by Oliver Ford Davis.
Two days before the inauguration of Marcus Tullius Cicero as consul of Rome, the body of a child was pulled from the Tiber, close to the boatsheds of the Republican war fleet. Such a discovery would not normally have warranted the attention of a consul-elect, but the magistrate responsible for keeping order in the city, Caius Octavius, sent word to Cicero, asking him to come at once. It was late December. A dark grey sky and a wind blew sharp enough to steal your breath as we left the city by the river gate. The Tiber was fast and high. Up ahead, opposite Tiber Island, amid the wharfs of the Novalia, we could see a cordon of legionaries. They parted to let us through. "My apologies for disturbing you," said Octavius, shaking my master's hand. "I know how busy you must be." "My dear Octavius, it's a pleasure to see you. You know my secretary, Tiro?" Octavius led us into one of the great military boathouses, where the skeleton of a Liburnian sat on huge wooden rollers. Next to it, on the earth floor, an object lay shrouded in sailcloth. Octavius threw aside the material to show us the naked body of a boy.